There was a time in the not too distant past that safeties were the guards of the defense. In other words, you weren't going to spend a first round draft pick on one, and you certainly weren't going to give one a big money deal. That isn't the case any longer. Just look at how valuable Earl Thomas is in Seattle and Devin McCourty in New England. The modern NFL stresses a defense in so many ways. 4 and 5 receiver formations, tight ends that run and catch like receivers, and even running backs who are as dangerous catching the ball as they are taking a handoff. Safety is almost a premium position. Landon Collins from Alabama is a premium prospect. He's big at 228 pounds and runs downhill in run support. He also has good enough coverage skills and ball instincts, and having played at Alabama, you know he's ready to play in the pros.
My biggest strength is my box safety, and I could cover, and then my range in the middle of the field. I mean, I could cover from the middle of the field to the numbers.
You could pretty much say the same thing for Louisville's James Sample, who's 6'2 and 210 and plays the run like a fast linebacker. He's good with the ball in the air like Collins, and his 4 interceptions last season speak to his instincts. The Jaguars signed Sergio Brown to compete at free safety, which tells you they don't see many in the draft. Deron Smith from Fresno State is worth a look with his top flight ball skills. Clayton Gathers from Central Florida and Cody Pruitt from Ole Miss are both 3rd or 4th round prospects who could be a consideration. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher joins us now for a little more analysis on the safety position. Do you see it as a premium position?
Well, it's a tough question because it needs to be. And I think teams in the league are starting to see it that way. But you're also seeing where it's such a hard position to play now because you've got to find a guy with the range to go all over the field who can play the pass, who can play the run a little, and who has some cover skills because it's a passing league. And so it is a premium position, but you're having a lot of trouble finding guys. Look at the draft. It's no free safeties in the first round, really. Look at free agency. Once Devin McCourty was gone, it really dropped off a lot. So if teams have free safeties who can play, they're signing. So yes, it's a premium position. Very hard to find a guy for your team.
Yeah, the word out of New England from McCourty's agent was the Jaguars made an interesting offer. Fell a little bit short. What would McCourty or what would any premium free safety do for the Jaguars defense?
Well, it would free up Jonathan Cyprian to do what he does well, which is play near the line of scrimmage, be a run guy, and make him not have to do the free safety stuff. So I think they need a guy. You hope Sergio Brown's that guy, but you would love to have the Jaguars have a guy who's a veteran presence back there who can direct traffic a little bit and take the need off of Jonathan Cyprian to play that role and give him a chance to play his position a little more. So do they have that? They're hoping they do. But until they do, the search will continue.
All right, John, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Our next draft position preview is the tight ends. See you then.